seventh star parabase, Mesha Gemma Amachanis, Moz, Vama, Harielu, Lishikli. Somebody can collect a little bit of money at a time. And after he collected a certain amount of money that he thinks equals to the Machsis Hashekel, he said that this money should go towards my Machsis Hashekel. Bishami, I'm in Maisron Nidava. Bishami says, if it turns out that the money he collected is more than a Machsis Hashekel, the extra money that's more than a Machsis Hashekel would be a Nidava. It would be Hegdish, and it would go into the box in the Beit HaMikdash that is marked Nidava, that the money in that box is used towards all those Kayat HaMizbeach, all those that are brought when there are no other Korbanos being brought on the Mizbeach. As Bishami holds Hegdish Bitoz Havi Hegdish. When you're mocked at something mistakenly, even though it was a mistake, it would still be hedged. So therefore, even though he did not realize that he had more money than what is needed for the Machsis Hashekel, but since he was Machsis, all the money would be hedged. So whatever money that he had that is more than the Machsis Hashekel would have to be used for Korbanos, and it would be used for Olos Kayas HaMizbeach. Beit Hillel says, whatever extra money that he has and is more than the Machsis Hashekel would not be hegdish at all. Instead, it would be chulin. He could keep that money for his own needs. As Beit Hillel holds, hegdish betol lo habi hegdish. When your mind does something mistakenly, it is not hegdish at all. So therefore, since he thought that all he had was exactly the money that he needs for the Machsis Hashekel, he didn't realize that he had more money than what he needs, he never intended to be Machsis anything more than the Machsis Hashekel. Sha'avi mehem l'shikli, sha'avin shamayis ranchul. However, somebody who collects money little by little for the Machsis Hashekel, and when he thinks he has enough money, he says that I will bring from this money for my Machsis Hashekel. In such a case, the implication is that he's only going to bring exactly what is needed for the Machsis Hashekel. And if he has more money than what is needed for the Machsis Hashekel, he does not want it to be hegdish. So in such a case, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would agree that any extra money that he has would not be hegdish at all. Instead, it would be chulin. He can keep that money for himself. Eilu l'chasa. Shavin sha'am b'yisar nedav. Somebody who did an aver, which obligates him to bring a korban chasa. And he collects money little by little for the purpose of using that money to buy a behemoth for his chasa. And when he thinks he has enough money for the chasa, he says that this money should go toward his korban chasa. And then he finds that he had collected more money than what is needed to buy a behemoth. In such a case, both Beit Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that the extra money that he has would be hegdish, and it would go into the box in the Beit HaMikdash that is marked Nedava, and the money would be used to buy with that money all those Kayas HaMizbeach. And we'll see in the next Mishnah why Beit Hillel agrees in this case that the extra money is hegdish. However, somebody who collects money towards his korban chasa, and when he thinks he has enough money, he says that I will bring from this money for a korban chasa. In such a case, the implication is that he's only going to use the amount of money that is needed to buy a korban chasa, and any extra money he would use for himself. So therefore, in this case, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that the extra money that he has would be chulin. He can use that money for himself. Shabbos Shalom, Parabes, Mishnah Dalet, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ma'afen Shkolim L'chatz. Rabbi Shimon says, what is the difference between Shkolim and Chatz? Rabbi Shimon is asking about the halacha that we had in the previous Mishnah. Somebody collects money little by little to be used for his Machsis Hashekel. And after he thinks he has enough money, he says that this money should be for my Machsis Hashekel. And then he finds that he has more money than what is needed. Beis Hillel holds the extra money that he has would be chul, and he can use that money for himself. While somebody who did not bear, which is Machayim, to bring a korban chasa, and he collects money little by little to be used for his korban chasa, and when he thinks he has enough money, he says that this money should go towards my korban chasa, and then he finds that he has more money than what is needed, in that case, Beit Hillel holds the extra money that he has would not be chulin. Instead, it would be hegdish, and it would be used to buy olos kayas on his back. And Rabbi Shimon is asking, why is there a difference between shkolim and chasa? And he answers as follows. Shkolim yesh lahem kitzva. V'chatzas ein la kitzva. Shkolim has a set amount. The amount that you give towards the Machsis Hashekel is always the same. You give exactly half a shekel. While chatzas does not have a set amount, sometimes you buy chatzas for more money and sometimes for less money, there's no specific amount that should be used towards buying a behemoth or a kormachat. So therefore, somebody who said that this money should go for my machzis hashekel, he has in mind that only the amount of money that is needed should go for his machzis hashekel, since there's a specific amount that is used for the machzis hashekel. While somebody who said that this money should go towards my kormachat, he doesn't have a specific amount in mind. So therefore, if there is an extra money here that he doesn't need for his korban chatos, that money would be hekdesh, since at the time he said this money should go for my chatos, he had in mind that all of the money should go for his korban chatos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af lishkolim ein lahem kifur. Rabbi Yehuda asked, even shkolim don't have a set amount. We don't always give the same exact amount for the machzis hashekel, as he goes on to explain. So kizalu yisrael min agayla. How you said in that kind of, when Klaisal ascended to Eretz Yisrael after being in Gullus Bavel, and they had been in Malchus Mazda, where the coin that was frequently used was this darko, and it was a gold coin that was used that was worth double the amount of a shekel. And when they gave the Malchus a shekel, they gave, instead of a half a shekel, a half of the darko, which is double the value of the Machzis HaShekel. So they were giving double the amount for the Machzis HaShekel at that time, since the darko was a coin that was frequently used. Chazru Lishkoslan, after Malchus Mazda was no longer in charge, and they had a different Malchus instead, and that Malchus used the Sela, and the Sela was a coin that was frequently used, and that was worth the same amount as the Shekel. So they started giving again a Machzis HaShekel, which was half the amount that they were previously giving during the Malchus Mazda. After a while, the coin that was frequently used, instead of being a Sela, was a coin called a Tavar, which was worth half the amount of a Sela. And Klai Yisrael wanted to give, instead of a Machzis HaShekel, to give a Dinar, which is half of a Tavar. And since its farm is a coin that's frequently used, they thought they would give half of its farm, which is a dinar, which is worth half the amount of a machzis hashekel. However, they were not permitted to do so, and they can never give less than the machzis hashekel. Although, when the darkon was a coin that was frequently used during the time of Malchus Mazda, they were giving half of a darkon, which is worth double the amount of a machzis hashekel. However, the halacha is that to give more than the machzis hashekel you can do, but to give less than the machzis hashekel is forbidden. Whatever the case is, we see that the machzis hashekel was not always the same amount, and sometimes they would give more than the machzis hashekel. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Afa Pike, and Yad Kulan Shabbat. Rabbi Shimon answered, even though you're right that the Machzis HaShekel wasn't always the same amount, but everybody always gave the same amount. At the time that the darkon was a coin that was frequently used, all Klai Yisrael gave the exact same amount, half of a darkon. Avol Chatos, zeh may be b'sela, zeh may be b'shtayim, zeh may be b'shalosh. As opposed to a korban chatos, some people will bring a korban chatos that is worth a sela. Some would bring a korban chatos that is worth two slon, while others would bring a korban chatos that's worth three slon. If not everybody brought a behemoth or a korban chatos that was worth the same amount. So therefore, a chatos is different than a machzis hashekel. A machzis hashekel is always equal. Everybody in Klai Yisrael gave the same amount for the machzis hashekel. As opposed to a korban chatos, not everybody brings a korban chatos that has the same value. So therefore, when somebody collects money towards a korban chatos, and he said that this money should go towards my korban chatos, he has in mind that all the money should go towards his korban chatos, since sometimes people buy a korban chatos that is worth a lot of money.